Two big military movements are underway at the same time in Ukraine. Ukrainian forces are advancing in the southern part of the country. This summer-long offensive is apparently designed to split in half the territory that Russia has seized so far in the war. At the same time, Russia is trying to take more territory, attacking in Ukraine's east. NPR's Brian Mann reports that fighting is forcing people to flee, many of them elderly and alone.
Down in a bomb-proof basement in Kharkiv that looks like a war room, Oleg Ivanov stands in front of a map of the front lines.
Today, evacuation crew going to two village to evacuate 8 people.
Ivanov, a student before the war, is still in his early 20s. Now he's part of an aid group that rescues civilians caught in the crossfire. He points to a village called Kupiansk, about 50 miles away. He says 8 people in that area are on the list today.
Now we have active combat. Now it's dangerous territory, dangerous evacuation process.
One of the drivers today is Oleksandr Humanuk, also in his 20s. We talk outside in the parking lot next to a battered red minivan. This is the rescue vehicle. I've been doing this since the first days of the war, he says. The first week I just grabbed a van and took 45 or 50 people to the nearest train station. I ask him if this is dangerous work, and he grins at me like I'm an idiot.
It's very dangerous.
There's a lot of adrenaline, he says. 3 of his cars have been smashed by shrapnel. Some of his fellow volunteers have been killed. He tugs up his T-shirt and shows me a nasty, dimpled scar right in the middle of his chest.
Is this a bullet?
Yeah.
Where did it go?
Легкая пробила.
While on a rescue mission, Humanuk says a Russian bullet struck him near his heart. It lodged in his lung. He had surgery, and now he's back at it. At this point, we split up. Humanuk and his team drive toward the front lines in their red van. I head for an aid station in the nearby village of Shevchenkova. Humanuk agrees to carry along a recorder as he makes his run, driving through tiny, half-abandoned villages. At one point on the recording, we hear his evacuation crew meet a woman on the street. They try to convince her to get in the van. They tell her it's dangerous here. There's safety and medical care back in Kharkiv. But she refuses to go. She says she has an apartment here, and like a lot of villagers, she's staying put. At the aid station where I'm waiting in Shevchenkova, the streets are mostly empty. A handful of aid workers hunker down as the air raid siren sounds, and then Humanuk's van pulls up. He says it was all quiet in Kupiansk today, no incoming fire this time. But he has only 5 passengers, all of them elderly, carrying battered suitcases. Alla Chernyakova from Kupiansk is fleeing with her mother and her father-in-law. They look drained and lost. It's scary at home, she tells me. Her house has been hit by mortars. They were forced to sleep on the floor because of shrapnel. Every day the Russians bomb, 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 she says. And now there's no more electricity, so they had to get out. We set off quickly back toward the relative safety of Kharkiv. In the 18 months since this war began, territory along the Kupiansk front has changed hands again and again. This time it's the Russians gaining ground. Volunteers and NGO officials say they've evacuated more than 20,000 Ukrainian civilians from this region, many of them in rough shape.
They have been under heavy shelling for a long period. That's why they need definitely first psychological help.
Igor Bodina is waiting for the van at a care center and dormitory that's been set up in Kharkiv. He's the local field manager for an NGO called the International Rescue Committee. He says people often need immediate medical care.
They need to understand what will happen with them in the future because they're coming here without any ideas what's going on to be.
But for many of the villagers, there's little comfort to be found here. I find Volodymyr Zugoriko sitting alone in a little playground behind the care center. I don't know what will happen to me, he says. They told me to wait, but where they'll take me, I don't know. Zugoriko is 60 years old and looks far older. He's wearing a shirt 2 sizes too large that someone donated. He says he had to leave his cat, and his village is now well behind Russian lines, so there'll be no going home anytime soon. When I ask if he has anyone to look out for him, anyone waiting, he shakes his head. There's only my mother-in-law, who's 83, he says. I have no children. There's no one else. One of Ukraine's top generals, Oleksandr Syrsky, said Friday more troops and weapons are needed to stop Russia taking more territory in this region. Aid officials say as the fighting continues around Kupiansk, thousands more villagers may need rescue. Brian Mann, NPR News, Kharkiv.